This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI has been authorized to expand its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The White House giving it the green light to do that. Yesterday, President Trump was asked if he thinks it's okay for the investigation to include interviewing Kavanaugh.
I think it's fine if they do.
While the FBI investigation isn't over yet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects a vote to confirm Kavanaugh before the week is over.
And I'm pleased to announce that all 51 Republican members of the Senate support the motion to proceed to the nomination.
At least six people injured this morning when a truck drove into a crowd of protesters at a McDonald's in Flint, Michigan. The group protesting for the right for fast food workers to form unions. Reports are authorities believe the incident was just an accident. This is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Trump administration is now denying visas to same-sex partners of foreign diplomats and United Nations employees. The policy making marriage an eligibility requirement for a visa took effect yesterday. The new policy gives foreign diplomats same-sex partners until the end of the year to get married or leave the country, remembering the worst mass shooting in American history a year ago.
It's been a year since the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay, the gunman killing 58 people at a country music concert from the windows of his hotel room. More than 800 people hurt. Nevada Governor Republican Brian Sandoval.
We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong. And 1 year later, we are Vegas stronger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says a vote to legalize marijuana in that state could happen within the next few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump is in Ghana today on the first stop of her four-nation tour of Africa. Her first solo trip abroad will also see her visit Egypt, Kenya, and Malawi. Mrs. Trump says her plan is to focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. Concerns over the global oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran are what's pushed the national average for gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. It's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
And the man accused of trying to steal a jet from Florida's Orlando Melbourne International Airport a few weeks ago is going to be leaving the country. The state's attorney's office in Florida saying an investigation found 22-year-old Nijal Sankat acted alone, suffering from depression and mental health issues when he boarded that American Airlines jet on September 20th. He'll be deported now to Trinidad. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day with us. It's great to have Dr. Kenneth Barnes back with us, his book, Redeeming Capitalism. You know, Dr. Barnes, we had such a positive response on our discussion interview the last time regarding your book, Redeeming Capitalism. You really caused people to, to think about our economic system.
Great. Well, I'm glad that I was able to do that. There's a lot to think about.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, here it is. We have a president that says, make America great again. You said, make America good again, possibly. Explain what you're talking about here.
Well, what I'm talking about really is bringing virtue, bringing ethics back into our economic consciousness. For most of history, and certainly for almost all of the capitalist era, going back to the late 18th century when it really started to take fire, it was considered a moral science. Mm-hmm. It was undergirded by a certain belief in principles that have to do with what it means to be created in the image of God. Yes. And for our economic activity to be for the purpose of human flourishing. Mm-hmm. And we've lost that. We've defaulted into a kind of naked ethical egoism where all that matters is how much money do I make, and if it's good for me, it's good. And of course, that's not a very healthy ethic.
Yeah, it has been unhinged, and because of that, it has opened up the discussion and consideration for socialism, has it not?
Well, it has, and in the book I have an entire chapter on Marxism and another chapter on other alternative utopian solutions, whether it's socialism or it's the sort of democratic socialism of a Thomas Piketty or others. And I explain why there are problems with that kind of utopian solution. Mm-hmm. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Capitalism is an unprecedented creator of wealth. What we want to do is make sure that it creates wealth in a way that allows everyone to participate fully and everyone to flourish.
How and why did we lose the ethical component of capitalism? What happened?
Well, you know, in the book I talk about three different eras, three different epochs. One, traditional capitalism, as observed by Adam Smith in the late 18th, early 19th century. And then I talk about the capitalism that was observed by Max Weber, which was in the late 19th, early 20th century, which was the so-called Protestant ethic. And Weber observed that when American capitalism was coupled with a kind of neo-Calvinist understanding of the full life discipleship and everything coming under the lordship of Christ, and even our economic activity being part of our worship, as it were. Mm-hmm. The system works beautifully.
Right.
He predicted, he was quite prescient, he predicted that if the culture lost its religious roots, then capitalism would lose its ethical roots. And that's exactly what has happened.
Yeah, I mean, you go back and you can look at the history of our country, and greed has taken over. And as you say, now it's about the almighty dollar, and it is at the expense of we the people. And it's no wonder that they are complaining, but it's because it's unharnessed. We've unanchored ourselves from the rock of God.
Without question. And I'm really glad you mentioned we the people. I was in Virginia last week speaking to a group of Christian business people there, and I reminded them that, you know, every effort to try to make capitalism more equitable, more ethical, isn't socialism. Don't mm-hmm. convolute
yes.
a virtuous form of capitalism with socialism. And I reminded them that our founding document starts with a community statement, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and promote the general welfare, as well as secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. These are fundamental beliefs that our government, our institutions, and our economics are designed to promote the general welfare. And we've just lost that ethic, we've lost that ethos, and we've allowed this, as I call it, ethical egoism to take over. And that's very unhealthy, and it's caused a lot of problems for us.
Right, without a doubt. And at the basis of that, of course, are God-given rights. And if there's no God, if there's no God, there's no given right. So all this goes to hell in a handbasket. And this is exactly where we are right now. Chaos is reigning because, as we were warned in the Bible, people without vision will perish. Another version says cast off restraint. And what I envision when we cast off restraint is we enter into the chaotic because there's no governing body. There's no anchor point to our ethos, to our ethics, to our morality. And this is where we are today in America, and people are wondering what's going on, and you're going, well, how are you doing with God these days? Oh, God, schmod, I don't need that. well, stay in your chaos.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have taken one of God's greatest gifts, which is liberty, mm-hmm. and we've allowed it to become a license. A license to do things which are not only contrary to his word and his will and his law, but really contrary to good reason and to nature. So we live in an environment where we violate the basic precepts of what it means to be created in the image of God.
Exactly.
And we therefore deform the image of God in all of our activities, including our economic activity.
And we're so egotistical and arrogant that think, you know, somehow we think we can tell God, hey, thanks a lot, for blessing this country. We'll take it from here. We don't need you anymore, right?
That's exactly right. This sort of, hey, God, we've got it from here kind of mentality gets us into a lot of trouble. And the tools available to us to bring virtue and wisdom back into the system are so obvious, and they are so easy, really, for us to use, that it wouldn't take much more than really a change of national consciousness, a
exactly.
kind of new narrative to bring it about. So it is redeemable. That's the good news.
Yes.
So I tell people, the title of the book is not replacing capitalism, it's redeeming capitalism.
Redeeming.
And
exactly.
redemption is possible.
Well, you know, and the good news is probably about 85% of the households out there, I got to think, close to that number, certainly a majority of Americans, have the manual on their shelves. Maybe dusty, but they're on their bookshelves. They're readily accessible if they would just turn to God. And God, again, historically and repeatedly has proven himself, says that if you will draw near to me, I'm right there with you.
That's exactly right. And by the way, non-believers have nothing to fear from this experiment because virtue is universal.
Yes.
It's something that we all possess. It's part of the Imago Dei, part of what it means
you've done.
Exactly.
No one can argue with prudence and justice and courage. No one can argue with these things. And so even non-believers should be able to get on board with this program, if you will, of deciding consciously that we are going to do economics better by ensuring that it's under the lordship of Christ and not a runaway ship on its way to an iceberg, which is what is happening right now.
Exactly. Dr. Ken Barnes is with us. Redeeming Capitalism is the name of his book, and we've got more from Dr. Barnes after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bill Martinez live.
Martinez live. 19 minutes
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Kenneth Barnes continues with us. He holds a Mocker Phillips Chair in Workplace Theology and Business Ethics at Gordon Cornwell Theological Seminary. He says that for good or ill, the capitalism we have is the capitalism we have chosen. Capitalism works, and the challenge before us is not to change its structure, but to address the moral vacuum at the core of its current practice. And this is why we should all be encouraged. We're not talking about redefining. We're not talking about replacing, but we're talking about redeeming capitalism. Right, Dr. Barnes?
That's right. And you know, I purposely picked that word, redemption, because what redemption means, it means overcoming the effects of previous sins. That's what redemption is, theologically and in this case, economically. Mm-hmm. And there's been plenty of sins committed out there, and we've, you know, seen the effects of that when we have the global financial crisis and the mountains of debt that we've built up. And we can overcome them, however, by reintroducing virtue into our economic behavior. And that's the thing. You know, I tell people that capitalism is a subject, not an object. You can't really define it the way you define some other inanimate object, and there's no agency behind it. It's simply a word we use to describe the consequence of economic choices. And every economic choice is also a moral choice. So if we want a different form of capitalism, all we have to do is make more virtuous choices.
Exactly. Well, when you consider of all the economic processes that our founding fathers had considered, I agree that God gave us this incredible engine with such a blessing. But like anything, if it is abused, if sin permeates it, and I know some may not think sin in the context of capitalism, but truly, that's what's happened. And because we've given place and accommodation to sin, we have a corrupt form of a blessing that God has given to us.
Well, look, if there's a synonym for sin, it's self. Yeah. And ethical egoism, this belief that all that matters is I look after myself and my self-interest and nothing else, and I don't worry about the consequences of my decisions on others, we're obviously going to get a distorted system. And that's not the origin of the system, and it doesn't have to be the future of the system. But it is the present way the system works. And that's what we've got to accept. And here's the thing. You know, the road to redemption begins with an acknowledgement of sin.
Exactly.
It begins with an acknowledgement of the fact that we aren't doing things the way they were designed. So we have to acknowledge that first and foremost. And I have to tell you, wherever I go and speak, and I've been blessed to speak all over the country, in fact, all over the world, since the book has come out on this topic, and it resonates with people because they can sense it, they can feel it, and they can see the excesses that are causing great long-term damage.
Yeah, without a doubt. And your book addresses the history and the workings, as you say, quote unquote, sometimes brutal economic system. And that's what we have to admit. I know for some they may take exception to that, but the system has been brutal upon some people, and they're out there feeling it and going, hey, what's wrong here? And no wonder that they're thinking and considering for the moment that socialism might be the answer.
Well, let me tell you how serious that is. There was a recent study at Harvard University that only 19% of millennials self-identify as capitalist. And another recent study that showed 58% of millennials believe they would prefer to live in a socialist country. Now, most of them probably don't know what socialism is, but it just seems fairer than the system they have. And there's an old adage that if you throw an anvil overboard to a drowning person, they'll grab at it because they're desperate.
Yes.
Well, we don't want to do that. We want to send a lifesaver overboard for people to hang on to that. And the lifesaver is virtue. It is ethics. It is morality.
Exactly. Well, you also report in the book, and you write extensively about the effects of postmodernism, and the effect that it's had on our society. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, I will, because one of the problems with postmodernism is that there is an underlying hermeneutic of suspicion, and that leads to cynicism over economic system to work, we must have faith. In fact, the reason why we have a post-truth culture today is because we have a post-faith culture. But we need to bring faith, one of the great theological virtues, back into the system as well. Mm-hmm. In fact, our entire monetary system of fiat money is based on faith. When it says, in God we trust, and when it says, promissory note, it means that people have to have faith in the notion that it's built on a system which will not collapse under its own weight. So faith is fundamental. For believers, it starts with faith in God. But even for non-believers, it starts with faith in things bigger than ourselves, including our institutions. And we've lost faith in that. That's part of postmodernism, and we need to challenge that at every corner.
Well, I don't understand, Dr. Barnes, how people cannot look on the system right now, just in our monetary system. Clearly, the American dollar, highly recognized for its strength and its backing, but it has been losing its significance and importance, and there has been discussion about, not counting on the American dollar. The fact of the matter is people here in America, the international community, to your point, is losing faith in the American dollar and that it can be sustainable.
Well, for good reason, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some hard facts. In 1944, when the Bretton Woods Agreement was signed, all the nations of the world agreed what monetary policy would look like and what trade would look like going forward. At that time, the United States was the world's largest creditor nation, and we possessed 3/4 of all the world's monetary gold, and the whole world was on the gold standard. Fast forward to today, and the United States is the world's largest debtor nation. Mm. And all the gold in Fort Knox would only pay the interest on our national debt for 6 months. Now think about that one.
Wow.
And then you understand why people are losing faith in the greenback.
Well, you also address, as we're getting near to the end of this segment here, but this is important, and this is my heart, and that has to do with the biblical theological teachings on work and wealth. As you stated earlier, we have the manual, we have the information, but are we willing to accept the wisdom and knowledge of God in order to redeem capitalism?
Well, it's exactly right. And the thing that separates, frankly, my book from other books that have been written about virtue and business, virtue and economics, the other books all stop with the so-called cardinal virtues, the Aristotelian virtues. And I go on to the theological virtues, and I say that faith, hope, and love, while we call them theological, they're actually universal. We call them theological because we know they emanate from God. But everyone on the planet needs them. And if we don't have faith, we can't possibly have hope. People will not part with their hard-earned dollars, their hard-earned effort, and invest in the future if they don't believe the future is going to bring a return on that investment. The whole system falls apart without faith and with hope. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we've got to bring love back into economics. And I'm not talking about the mawkish emotion that we see on greeting cards.
I'm
talking about the biblical version of love. Mm-hmm. And, the biblical version of love is given to us not so much in words as with a symbol. And that symbol is the cross.
Yes.
And in the cross of Jesus Christ, the great gave all for the many. And that is a symbol that should permeate every aspect of society, and economics is no exception.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, consider the potential of redeeming capitalism and what it would take if we could turn this into virtuous capitalism led by love. Wow. What a power force. What a blessing, not only to ourselves, this country, but to the world we could be. Dr. Kenneth Barnes has been our guest. Redeeming Capitalism, the name of the book. Dr. Barnes, again, enjoyed the time with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI has been authorized to expand its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the White House giving it the green light to do that. Yesterday, President Trump was asked if he thinks it's okay for the investigation to include interviewing Kavanaugh.
I think it's fine if they do.
While the FBI investigation isn't over yet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects a vote to confirm Kavanaugh before the week is over.
And I'm pleased to announce that all 51 Republican members of the Senate support the motion to proceed to the nomination.
At least six people injured this morning when a truck drove into a crowd of protesters at a McDonald's in Flint, Michigan. The group protesting for the right for fast food workers to form unions. Reports our authorities believe the incident was just an accident. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Can you hold me together?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, it's that time of year when millions of American workers sign up for an update of their employee benefits. And although most of these selections will be locked in for a full year, research indicates that nearly 49%, nearly half of workers spend less than 30 minutes reviewing their options, less time than they spend scrolling through Facebook or playing Candy Crush. Well, health care insurance is the primary concern for most employees, but other often overlooked benefits include dental and vision insurance, 401k savings account, life insurance, and disability insurance. Many companies also extend popular perks like flexible or remote working options, sabbatical leave, gym memberships, on-site fitness centers, and even student loan repayment. And here to talk about it is a personal finance expert and award-winning author featured on NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, Bloomberg, NPR, and more. Laura Adams joins us now. Laura, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about some of the most common benefits that employers are offering these days.
Yes, there's a lot on the table. As you mentioned, it's open enrollment season, so this is a time to do your homework. Take a look at what your options are. Don't let your choices last year just ride, you know, into this year. There may be some new options available for you. You know, maybe dental insurance is on the menu this year, and it wasn't last year. 401k participation is very important. Take a look at not only healthcare, but what other types of financial protection you may need. Healthcare is great, but it can certainly leave gaps in your coverage. So you want to make sure that you're filling those gaps and looking at things like a health savings account. Maybe you enroll in a high deductible health plan. That would make you eligible for a health savings account with some terrific tax benefits. You know, so take a look at everything that's on the table and make sure that you're getting what you can and making sure that you're getting the best benefits for your money. You're paying good money for those benefits. Make sure you understand them and that you're enrolled and your family is protected.
Well, Laura, some of the best advice you've given here is that we should take our time and maybe even set aside, you know, critical time. You know, set it up like an appointment in your appointment book so that you really block out the time and really take a look at what your employer is offering. As you say, lots of changes have been down the pike because employers, you know, want to make sure that they are getting the best employees, so they're improving their packages this year, are they not?
That's right. So, you know, you do want to ask questions. And we've found that many people are confused about benefits. So don't feel timid about going to your human resources department. You know, take advantage of everything that's available to you to make sure that you understand what's out there. As you mentioned, employee benefits company Unum found that about 49% of us spend less than 30 minutes. Yeah. That's just not enough. That is not enough time when you think about all these benefits that are going to stick with you for the full year. Unless you have a qualifying life event, you in most cases can't change your benefits. So you're stuck with them, you know, for a long time if you make the wrong choice.
Yeah, the other thing too is get your spouse involved. I can tell you, I was making some, admittedly, I'll be honest with you, I was making some mistakes on it because I thought, well, okay, I got it all figured out. And then I brought my wife into it and it was like a V8 moment, you know. It's like, oh man, I should have done this a lot sooner because, you know, she has her own perspective and that was invaluable in making sure the plan that we selected worked best for the family.
That's right. You know, unless your spouse has their own plan at work, and, you know, even if they do, it's still a good opportunity to discuss what your options are, what your choices are, because they affect your entire family, you know. If you're not choosing disability insurance, for instance, you know, you're leaving yourself vulnerable financially. Disability can cover up to 60% of your salary if you're unable to work due to a covered injury or illness. Life insurance, I mean, that's so important for your spouse to be involved in because they're the one that's going to benefit from the payout if you are not around.
Exactly.
So having those conversations, I think, is key. That's a very, you know, wise choice that you made to bring your wife into the conversation.
Right. What kind of what other tips do you have, Laura, up your sleeve on choosing the best health care coverage?
Yeah, I would say if you are somebody in relatively good health, thinking about a high deductible health plan can save money. It reduces premiums, but it does increase your deductible and your out-of-pocket costs. So if you're in relatively good health and you're not going to bump up against that deductible every year, that can be a great choice. But if you're somebody who visits the doctor frequently or you've got some kind of chronic condition, it may not be the best choice. So you need to take a look at your health situation and think about what's best both for you and everybody in your family.
Exactly.
But if you can get an HSA, they come with some really nice tax benefits that can save money on any type of qualified medical expense. And then you can also let it ride. It does not have a deadline like a flexible spending arrangement or flexible spending account, which many employees may have heard of. Those do have a deadline for spending. But an HSA, it rolls over from year to year. You can even use it in retirement if you still have a balance in the account at age 65.
Well, these HSAs, health savings accounts, are just awesome. I am very pleased to see these, you know, increasing in popularity.
They are. They were created in 2004. And in 2005, there was about a million participants. Well, last year there were over 20 million participants in HSA, so they really are gaining in popularity. You know, the only problem is people are not maxing them out. One in eight accounts was maxed out last year, so people are not taking full advantage of them.
She's a personal finance expert, award-winning author. Laura Adams is with us. We're talking about open enrollment for your employee health benefits. Laura, beyond health care coverage, what other types of benefits should employees consider?
Yeah, they should definitely make sure that they've got a dental plan. We know that 31% of folks in the recent Unum survey said that they are not going to the dentist because they're afraid of what the bill will be. So we know that dental costs are a main concern. So make sure that you keep your oral health in good shape by having enough dental insurance. Vision insurance as well is key. I mean, this is going to cover not only checkups, but your prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, those sorts of things. So I would take a look at the full range of health benefits as well as the financial benefits that we've talked about, such as disability and life, and also accident and critical illness. These are some voluntary benefits that can help fill gaps that your health plan may not offer. So these will give you a payout if you have a particular injury or illness that is not covered by your regular health insurance.
Exactly. Well, Laura, we've been hearing a lot about some unique employee perks. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there's pet insurance, even student loan repayment. What are some of the most sought after perks today that you're finding?
Yes. Family leave is actually one of the most requested perks out there. 60% of the Unum survey found that folks are asking for this. They're looking for opportunities to care for kids at home, perhaps aging adults. They want that flexibility. But the Unum study found that only 15% of people are requesting pet insurance, interestingly enough. You know, they're looking for more like remote opportunities, professional development, gym memberships. Those were the types of benefits that topped the list of requested items.
Well, as we reported, open enrollment starts soon for many employers. As we wrap things up, Laura, any final tips for making better selections this year?
Yeah, I would say just tune in, you know, look at what your employer is offering in terms of education, whether it's a webinar, some online resources, do your homework, don't miss the deadline, and if you've got more questions about these benefits, you know, go to your HR department, but you can also visit unum.com/benefits, that's spelled unum.com/benefits for more information.
Well, she's a personal finance expert, award-winning author of multiple books, including Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich, Laura Adams, on Bill Martinez Live. Laura, thank you so much for all the information. Great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318.
800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my hand, you hold my hand. You hold my hand.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Well, with the nomination of a new Supreme Court justice and upcoming election, one thing has become clear. We're witnessing the end of abortion. No one understands this better than 40 Days for Life founder and CEO Sean Carney. As head of the pro-life organization aimed at peaceful vigils outside abortion clinics across the U.S. and around the world, Carney continues to see more and more clinics close as people become more and more aware of the lies pro-choice organizations like Planned Parenthood have been telling them. With us right now, Sean Carney. Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you, I'm greatly encouraged that, you know, with what we're witnessing right now, many of us can, you know, pray. We've been praying for the end of abortion, and it seems like if there was ever a time in America where this could be a true reality after Roe v. Wade, we are really thanking God for the way things are developing here.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned the Supreme Court. We certainly have a pro-life president now, but really, we have seen so much happen in the grassroots the last 20 to 30 years, especially, you know, right now, pregnancy resource centers that offer real health care alternatives for women outnumber abortion providers 3-1. Mm-hmm. We've seen over half of all the abortion facilities in America close since 1991. And so there's been really a swelling at the grassroots that now we're seeing reflected in Washington, D.C. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it shows that the trend for the abortion industry is that they lose people.
Right.
And they lose people to the pro-life movement. You know, the conversion gate only swings in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the pro-life movement, thank God, is not made up of a bunch of self-righteous Christians trying to tell everybody how to live. It's made up of those who have had an abortion or those who have encouraged their girlfriend to have an abortion, doctors who have done abortion. Those are the most powerful voices in the pro-life movement, and that's why this movement gets younger and larger every year.
kind of incredible when you think about it. I mean, they're killing, you know, you can say roughly half those babies are baby girls, and they're killing their future constituency to a degree, are they not?
That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, there's absolutely no justification for abortion, and that's why those who work in the abortion industry are trying to justify it. Mm-hmm. And trying to rationalize it, you know, we've helped 178 abortion facility workers have a change of heart and leave their jobs. And many of them felt like they were on an island. And I do think there is this, particularly the Planned Parenthood directors, you know, there's a huge disconnect between those who sell abortion in Washington and New York and those people who are actually running the abortion facility where your listeners are right now. There's a huge disconnect. And I get into that into the book, and that's an advantage that we have at the grassroots level. And, you know, you can't justify abortion unless you absolutely deny science. But, you know,
you really have to, as the Bible says, sear your conscience against it. Things are so clear. I mean, we know, and of course, Abby Johnson has been on with us many times, giving testimony to her experience. And when she saw it, it was so stark. And of course, we hear these stories all the time from people who have worked in abortion clinics as they thought, OK, it's just a mass of tissue. It doesn't mean anything. But yet on the sonogram, they're seeing the baby as the baby is being aborted. How the child is reacting to the tools going in. It knows it's being invaded. These kind of real responses are quite shocking for women who are there for, you know, for the sake. I mean, they have in their mind, Sean, that they're really helping women. They're there, you know, helping their sisters and, you know, they're dealing with something traumatic in their life. And then here it is. They find themselves complicating the issue, not making it easier for them.
You're exactly right. And Abby's the classic example of that. You know, I mean, I knew her for 8 years when she worked at Planned Parenthood. She literally walked into my office next door to her abortion facility after she saw an abortion on an ultrasound monitor. First time as the director of a Planned Parenthood she had ever seen such a thing. And, you know, she could have either gotten a stiff upper lip and moved on and said, well, that's the world that I've chosen and I'm going to be tough about it. Or she could have what hopefully most people would have, which is an absolute meltdown and a conversion. And that's what she did. And I think that all of the former workers are the strongest testament to, you know, the fact that abortion is ending. You know, we just have not gotten over this, despite 45 years of legalization. And thank God we're seeing some progress in Washington, D.C., but, you know, there's 3,000 abortions every single day. That's one of the reasons we go out, we peacefully pray at abortion facilities. We help, women turn around at the very last moment. We reach out to those workers who feel that there's no other work for them. And, you know, people leave. They turn around. It's not a cliche to say that this is about hearts and minds, but it really is about hearts and minds, and that's why we're seeing the beginning of the end of abortion.
Sean, you would know better than this, but I've heard anecdotally where many women, and I would say too many women, go to an abortion clinic and they're just hoping upon hope that somebody can tell them not to do it. Are you hearing this as well? I thought it was quite so instinctively these women know, because I've also, you know, and I've shared this with our audience many times, spoken with women who will tell me, Bill, my child would have been 12 years old today. Or my daughter would have graduated. You know, these kind of stories. So they carry this in their hearts to the day they die. But yet they bought into the lie of the government giving its good housekeeping seal of approval, the Supreme Court, by passing. I mean, they were the ones that passed it. It wasn't, they affected a law through activism. And that's why we have Roe v. Wade today, is because of that activist Supreme Court back in 1973.
You're dead on accurate about women. No one grows up wanting an abortion. And certainly there are many who are looking for a sign. I was just a couple of days ago given a note that was written to our Nashville campaign, and it was from a mother whose daughter was going in to have an abortion at Planned Parenthood, and the daughter chose life. And so the mother wrote a note to our local leader and said, thank you for being out there. My daughter saw you, and you were the third sign from God that day that she was not supposed to have an abortion, and she chose life. It was literally our first save of the full 40 Days for Life campaign. And so we hear this all the time, Bill. You don't know me, but I drove past here 6 years ago, and I couldn't go in. Thank you for being here. Here's my six-year-old daughter. That happens all the time at 40 Days for Life. And it's a beautiful witness. And that's what happens, as you mentioned, when the Supreme Court forces a law upon a people that is so unnatural, that is so barbaric, it plays out at the local level. It plays out in the family. It plays out in hearts and in minds. And now we have friends and family members who have almost had an abortion or did have an abortion, and we're missing a generation or two.
Exactly.
And, thank God that it's still controversial in the United States. There are some countries in Europe that have accepted it, but America is the leader of the world of how to oppose abortion, for sure.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that I've also maintained, though a woman, at least a feminist, would declare it's my body, my choice, as if this was all done by themselves, the man was not involved. But I'm telling you, Sean, what's yet to be heard, I believe, is an outcry of the men of America and around the world who come to realize the truth that they were part and parcel to a program that killed their child, that their child is missing at Christmas. Their child is missing at a graduation party or at a wedding because they decided to do something that was convenient. They bought into this big lie of the culture that men were not supposed to say anything. Men, you know, as you talk about, that is so counterintuitive to who men are. We are protectors of our family. And to realize that we allowed our children to be murdered, I'm telling you, there is going to be an outcry yet to be heard around this country and around the world from the men, not the women, but from the men who are heartbroken to realize that they have participated in abortion.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And I've met so many great men who do regret that abortion and you know, paid for it or drove their girlfriend there, some of them 50 years ago, for an illegal abortion. I've met so many men. And I think the first realization is the obvious one, which is I didn't protect that woman. I didn't respect that woman. I either took advantage of her or I slept with her out of wedlock. And that in and of itself, was wrong. But I didn't want her to have an abortion. And then I had lost so much credibility with her that she ran off and she had one without me. And now I have to live with it.
Exactly.
I meet guys like that all the time, and it's detrimental. And that's why you see so many men at 40 Days for Life campaigns or at the March for Life. They'll hold the sign that says men regret lost fatherhood.
Yes.
And it's very, very true. And we need to teach our boys at a very young age to be men.
Exactly.
And to protect women. And then you can protect your unborn children. But when you disrespect women, when you disrespect human sexuality, you put yourself in that position. And that's the strongest message for young men as they grow up, because in this culture, you forfeit a lot, whether we like it or not, when you engage in that kind of activity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sean Carney has compiled 40 heartfelt true stories in his new book, The Beginning of the End of Abortion. It released several weeks ago, all ready to promote, and just in time for 40 Days for Life annual fall campaign. We got about 30 seconds left, Sean. Remind everybody how they can get involved and find more information.
Well, they can go to 40daysforlife.com and find their location. We have 415 cities, our largest campaign ever.
Well, 40 Days for Life founder and CEO Sean Carney has been with us. Sean, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.